you very much. I think he's going to be here shortly.
Amanda, I apologize. I could not get off that call. I apologize.
It's okay. Maybe afterwards.
Let's do it afterwards.
Thanks. All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, July 20th, and this is the regular session of the Portland City Council. Mayor Adams will be here shortly, so I will be presiding until he gets here. Good morning, Carla. Please call the roll.
Good morning. Saltzman? Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Adams?
Thank you. A quorum is present. We shall proceed. Please read communications item 738.
Request of Pete Colt to address council regarding sustainability.
Good morning. We just need your name. We don't need your address, and you have 3 minutes.
Pete Colt, 221 Northwest 18th. Oh, no? Okay. So thank you for doing the plastic bag ban today. This is a very good start for us, and this is the low-hanging fruit. And I'm hoping that our city council will move to the next level and be courageous. I think you might know that pretty much every day I go out and I pick up all the garbage in my neighborhood. So here's what I see on our streets. I see on 18th, the plastic bags are hanging from the trees. And on 19th, they're hanging from the trees as well. On the ground, what I see are cigarette butts, the hard plastic cups from the fast food restaurants and 7-Eleven that cars run over, and then it starts to break down and gets into our sewer system and then into our water table and then into our seafood, basically. I see lots of cigarette butts, and we all know they're fiberglass and they take forever to break down, and I see a lot of dog excrement. So let's start with the plastic cups. That would probably be the first place to start. I would encourage the city council to partner with the county to come up with some sort of ban on these hard plastic cups as well. The next thing I would encourage the city council to do is to partner with the county and maybe the state about the cigarette butts. Now, we know that we had a vote in which Big Tobacco spent $10 million to convince voters that we shouldn't tax tobacco. So a way to decrease tobacco use, clean up our city streets and protect our environment, and reduce healthcare costs would be to do an end run around the tobacco company and not tax tobacco, tax the filter. If you put better yet, instead of taxing the filter, if we came up with, you're very familiar with this, universal precautions, the red bags, if we had a bagging system, knowing the tear weight of the bags and the average weight of a filter and made them recyclable, like the water bottles, you'd have a lot of people picking up cigarette filters from the street to turn in. You'd have people not littering, and you might have people deciding to quit smoking. The third thing is the dog feces. Now, Dean Marriott, this is important for you, Mr. Fish. Dean Marriott, I don't know how often you have a chance to talk with him because he's not in your bureau. In 2005, he said that dog feces is showing up in Portland's groundwater. We had a meeting here. Mr. Adams at the time was commissioner in charge of that bureau. 29 seconds, so I'll make it. He says that we should not have a dog park where it's sited in Gabriel Park because the feces, the Environmental Protection Agency says that the feces of just 100 dogs over 2 to 3 days is enough to close down a bay of 20 square miles to shellfish would be toxic to humans. And swimming in the water would be toxic to humans. When ironically, we were taking some company down to Oswald West just as they were nailing up the sign that the beach was the water was closed, and there were hundreds of dogs on the beach. So I'll come back and talk to you about that. I have 5 seconds, and I want you all to have a really good day, please. All right? Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Colt. Please read item 739.
Request of Hector L. Cervantes to address council regarding illegal operations experiments done on citizens.
Mr. Cervantes, please read item 740.
Request of Barry Jo Stoll to address council regarding the problem with blaming others.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's Barry Jo Stoll again.
In case you missed this one, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Now, those who blamed the wall missed the gravity of the situation. I fought a federal lawsuit because you didn't have a quorum when you passed the sidewalk management ordinance on May 6, 2010. And the city attorney responded with a request for 60 days to investigate the complaint. And here's my response. Dear Mr. I'm not going to try to get this, M-O-E-D-E. It's probably not the best way to start a relationship, but I don't believe you need more time. As a homeless person with a disability, it took me less than one day to determine the vote by telephone was inappropriate, since the rules are quite clear, and just as clearly, the rules were not followed. The following is an excerpt from the applicable section of the Portland City Charter. Quote, 3.02.025, attendance by electronic communication. Members of City Council may attend and be present at public meetings by means of telephone or other electronic communications, allowing voice transmission, provided that all the conditions in the subsections A to D are fulfilled. A, an emergency exists such that failure to allow participation of City Council members by electronic communication would jeopardize the public interest in health, safety, and welfare. B, prior to commencement of the meeting, the auditor or designate shall make reasonable efforts to notify all City Council members who are expected to be unable to be physically present at the location of the meeting in order to give them an opportunity to participate by electronic communication. I'm not sure Commissioner Leonard was in that loop. C, at the commencement of the meeting, the council shall make a record of the circumstances constituting the emergency, which requires the use of electronic communication, and a record of the nature and extent of the attempt made to give each physically absent council member an opportunity to participate by electronic communication. After making this record, the council shall give an opportunity to all those physically present at the meeting to state on the record any objection they have to conducting the meeting by electronic communication. D, except for executive session, the council shall make available at least one place where the public entitled to attend the meeting can listen to the communication at the time it occurs by speakers or other devices. The place provided may be a place where no members of the council are present. All other requirements of state and state law and city code concerning the conduct of meetings by electronic communication shall be met. Unquote. If you do elect to request more time, that likely will garner as much media attention as the suit and the improperly enacted ordinance itself, since it will show the city of Portland is as arrogant as it is incompetent, a position you will likely be unable to defend, since the mayor responded to the heckler shouting there was no quorum by saying there were attorneys present who said there was a quorum, where it is clear not a single one of the appropriate prerequisites to the utilization of electronic communication preceded the vote. I have followed this message with a copy of one to City Council. Your office should have received as a forwarded message from the mayor's office. Any attempts on your part to obtain a dismissal or extension of time will be met with both my objection and my motion for preliminary injunction, as well as by a roasting by the media fed up with the arrogance. You lost. Get over it. Sincerely, Barry Joe Stahl.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. Please read item 741.
Request of Joel Walsh to address council regarding Joint Terrorism Task Force and SITLI.
Good morning, Mr. Walsh.
Morning, members of the council. I come before you today to tell you a story. The tale of three people who sit on this council, but not for long. During an election in 2012 and in January of 2013, there will be a new mayor and two members of this council. I tell you this so you can pack your bag of tricks and get ready to go home. You invited many of us here to present our views on the Joint Terrorist Task Force, known as the JTTF. We came, and group after group told you not to rejoin with the FBI. We asked you to stay away from an organization that spies on the citizens and then have no rules, because they make them up as they go along, and they rescind them at will. Before that shame, you invited us here to give our views on the new SITLI ordinance that you were considering. We came, we told you that it was a bad ordinance. You voted against us. There are wonderful things going around the world. People are in the streets in Egypt, Tunisia, Syria, and other places. The cries for basic rights are loud. If you try, you may hear the wind that carries the plea of the many. Here we have our wonderful freedoms, except when our mayor decides we must be silent. We are not allowed to show basic appreciation for a well-delivered presentation we cannot applaud. No noise is allowed. We can move our fingers, we can move our arms, but no noise is allowed. The first time I witnessed educated and professional people moving their hands in the air, I thought they all had to go to the restroom. I was mesmerized. It was a sight to be seen. So I come to bid you all farewell. Three of you have a year to get your resumes ready, to move on, and believe me, I will applaud with gusto your departure. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Please read the title for 742.
Request of Samantha N. Dang to address council regarding Portland Development Commission and the development project at 6919 Southeast 82nd Avenue.
Good morning.
Welcome. Just state your name for the record, and if you'd have a seat, please.
Samantha Dang.
And you have 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Members of... Good morning, members of City Council. I'd like to put this issue before you, and I would like to thank Commissioner Fritz for contacting my office concerning this matter earlier. We had worked with City Council since 2004, and with Commissioner Leonard. He lives nearby the property and has driven by it as well. We've been trying to develop this parcel of land. We've undergone a zone change that was approved by City Council in 2006. And we just needed a very small amount of money for bridge financing in order to finish our development. We had sought the help of the Portland Development Commission, which we've been working with since 2004 as well on other smaller storefront improving projects on 82nd. As a part of their request, we had to come up with $103,000 to pay off existing mortgages on our property so that we could get this bridge financing. We've been working very hard with Amy Dowell and Bernie Karowski, and they have been really wonderful. We came up to the very end point, and our loan was denied on July 11th. Since we've been working with them so closely, the reason that they gave for the not denial of the loan at the very last minute was that the square footage of the building as well as the lease rates did not were not consistent. And that was something that we had told them could easily be rearranged or changed. The square footage of the building has never changed, but inside of the tenant improving part of the building, some of those suites were a little bit rearranged, but that shouldn't have made a difference. And the rates that we were charging reflected more of the economy that was currently today. Given all of that, it would be more than enough to pay for the loan that would have been taken for the property. The property is completely paid off. Undeveloped, it's worth over $500,000. Developed, it would be appraised at $1.8 million. The borrowers to this loan are two ODOT employees for about 20 years with stable income, other property, securities. They were also requested to pledge an additional $100,000 of securities to get this loan. And we've been working so hard, and we don't understand why there was not a communication with us to address any of their concerns so that we could get this loan to go through after we've been working so hard on it for 6 months and then with them since 2004. And all we want to do is to really develop this parcel of land and make it better for all of our community. And this is mostly all of our family money that's been invested. And what we have proposed is a law office, a dental office, and just a little bistro, and then housing to come with that as well.
Ms. Dang, I have a question if I could. It's not our habit to have exchanges during this period of our agenda, but just I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to have the right decision maker address your concerns. Have you sought a hearing before the Portland Development Commission board to address your concerns with the decision of the loan committee on this application?
We did have a meeting on Monday, and they are.
Did you have a meeting before the full board?
No, I did not.
I'm not here to counsel you about what you should or shouldn't do, but this is not a matter where the Portland Housing Bureau has been involved in the underwriting aspect. Because this is a mixed-use development, it's the Portland Development Commission, and I know that Keith Witkowski's here from PDC, and my understanding would be that if you had a concern with a decision on the financing, that you would have the right to bring that to the PDC board, and we would normally first wait to have the PDC board make a ruling before it comes to us. So I want to put that out there as hopefully a helpful thought, and maybe Keith can give you some further guidance as to what your rights are.
Well, just to weigh in a little bit, I have met with the PDC staff on this issue, and I am familiar with the long history behind this property, and I'd be willing, if you'd like, to set up a meeting in my office with you, with the PDC staff. I'm not sure at this point they need to go to the full PDC board or the loan committee. I think there are some very specific concerns that I have to tell you I agree with on behalf of the PDC, but they're not barriers that can't be overcome. So if you'd like to do that, I'm sure Keith would agree to that, and we could maybe get the executive director in. And so if you go to my office and talk to Anna, she will get all the parties, and we'll see if we can't address the very specific issues that they have raised with me that I think you can address.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Leonard. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in and explaining so cogently about the issue. Another resource that's available to you is to stop by the mayor's office, since he's our liaison to the Portland Development Commission. So thank you very much for coming in, and thank you, Commissioners Fish and Leonard, for your guidance. I think that was a really good use of citizen communications to bring an issue to the whole council's attention, and I appreciate everyone who comes in under citizen communications. Carla, could you please, does anybody want to pull an item from the consent agenda? I've had a request to pull 750 back to the mayor's office. Is there anything else to be pulled? Do you need to read the title for 750?
Yes. 750, pay claim of Brownstone Homes involving Bureau of Development Services.
Unless there are objections, that's returned to the mayor's office. Would you please call the roll on consent?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Get used to this new seat. I thought I was fourth in the new one.
Because we call the president of the council last.
Excuse me. Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Thank you. That moves us to our, not to our time certain, because we're way ahead of schedule. That's wonderful. So that moves us to the regular agenda.
I thought they wanted to do the RAC appointments, the for FIS item 767-1.
Okay, would you please read that?
Can I do that now, or did you want to wait for the mayor?
If we can wait.
Okay. I don't know how long it'll be.
Making decisions by the village. It's good.
I guess they'll wait.
They'll wait. Okay, so that does send us back to 754.
Damian Hall, Carl Rode, Rich Rogers, and Sadie Clark to the 2011 Charter Review Commission for terms to expire January 20, 2012. Did you want to also do 755?
755 as well, please.
755, establish process for appointing members to fill vacancies on the 2011 Charter Commission.
We've read the titles, but I'm actually wondering whether Mayor Adams would want to be here to discuss this. So if there's no objection, since I see
unfortunately, he and I introduced these together, and I will be gone by the
time. So you'd like to do it right now?
Yeah, just
all right, great. Commissioner Leonard.
I just don't have anything to say other than these are necessary changes to address a gap in the language for appointments to the Charter Commission, and we've fixed that with 755, and 754 is appointing to vacancies.
Thank you. Is there a staff here on this? I don't think so. To further flesh out what Commissioner Leonard said, the issue is that the initial request from the council in December was for the Charter Commissioners to serve for 6 months, and some of the commissioners are unable to continue serving, even though the commission hasn't yet finished the work that we asked it to do, nor the work that they have decided to do, as is their right. And so this ordinance establishes a process for both declaring vacancies and also for filling them, and Commissioner Leonard Saltzman and Mayor Adams have nominated replacement members for the positions that they have to fill. I would note that I have opened applications for the Charter Commission. If anybody would like to serve on the 2011 Charter Commission, there's a link on my website to and encouraging applications to serve. I'd be happy to talk about that. Any other comments?
Did we read the name of the new members?
Yes, I've read the title.
Okay.
No.
I just wanted to add, I'm pleased to appoint Sadie Clark, who owns Elite Electric, as one of my appointees to the Charter Commission, but I still have one more to appoint, so I'm also looking for people who are interested in serving on the Charter Commission, and they can contact my office if they have interest.
Does anybody want to testify on this issue? Wait for Carla to get back to call the roll. Was anybody signed up to testify, Carla?
Did not have a sign-up sheet for that.
Okay, so please call the roll on item 754.
I think the city attorney said we need to do 755 first.
Okay. Please call the roll on 755.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to the members who have served so diligently to this point and to those who are stepping up to volunteer in service to the city. Aye. And 754.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye. Thank you. Please read the title for 756.
Oh, this is also one I'm guessing the mayor will want to be present. Might I suggest
yes.
that we take a 5-minute break?
Actually, that's a really great suggestion. Thank you. How about if we take a recess till 10:10, which is the time?
I need to ask first as a point of just procedure, what time is the mayor expected to be back?
9:45 was the expected time.
Because I have to leave at a point. I know we have emergency ordinances, and I wonder if we should dispense with those.
Yeah.
Just to assure that we have four people present.
Well, some of those are the streetcar, though, so that's
okay.
Challenging. But how about 763?
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that we don't have anybody from OMF teed up because they were probably expecting to be here around 11:30.
Right. So, but if the mayor comes back, then
he comes
still have
back,
four,
you
right?
Have four, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll take a recess until the 10:10 time certain.